Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, every week, folks, I take a couple of segments to talk about things that are on my mind, and this week, I want to talk about trees. The redwood. You know the redwood? The redwood is arguably America's greatest and most famous tree. Two of the three species of this prehistoric survivor, the slightly taller coastal redwood, Latin term Sequoia sempervirens, and the thicker Sequoia redwood, Sequoia dendron giganteum, those are so well known that they're often referred to as the big tree, and for good reason, because both can top out over 300 feet. But what about the third redwood, that third one? You know, the diminutive Metasequoia gastrodroids, this baby, also known as Don Redwood, also known as Amber Glow Redwood, is small enough that you can buy one and plant it in your yard and watch it grow to 10% of the scale of its giant cousins. So how does an Amber Glow Redwood know it's not a sequoia? To know to stop growing at 30 feet. As with every living thing in nature, including humans, it's in the genes. When that first drop of water wakes up the amberglow seed kernel and breaks out of the husk, its genetic code is already at work to make you confident that you can plant them about 20 feet apart. So what if entrepreneurs could shop for a genetically pre-sized business? On that rainy pre-dawn June morning in 1896 Detroit, when a young Edison Illuminating Company engineer steered his quadricycle onto Bagley Street for the shakedown drive, Henry had no idea how big Ford Motor Company would become. Because a small business, enterprises incrementum indeterminus, doesn't have a genetic code. And that's good news and bad. It's good because, unlike an amber glow, never to be mistaken for a big tree, a small business becomes the size the founder wants and wills it to be. But it's bad because how and when that scale manifests is, well, indeterminous. It isn't in the genes. It's in the hands, yours, which give rise to two questions founders go to sleep asking themselves, dream about, and wake up trying to answer. Should I grow my business? If I grow, how big? In your quest for these answers, don't disregard the implications of the powerful intangible force, cause and effect, also known as life happens. When Ford took that job at Edison in 1893, he had no idea that Thomas would become a mentor. In his book, Warp Speed Growth, our late friend and awesome Brain Trust member of 20 years, Peter Meyer, still miss him, he recorded four fallacies that every business owner must consider in their growth plans. Here they are, each followed by my thoughts. Fallacy one, this is a fallacy, folks. You can grow out of organizational problems. In a state of denial or ignorance, small business owners sometimes think getting bigger will fix management and organizational shortcomings. If a tree is bent, fertilizing it won't make it grow straighter, only faster in the wrong direction. If you have organizational challenges, don't grow until you've resolved them. Fallacy 2. Growth equals profitability. On planet perfection, increased sales volume will grow gross profit. But back here on planet reality, will your organization be able to manage the extra activity well enough to deliver at that increased level of production? One of the rudest awakenings an owner can have is when projected sales growth is achieved, but profit is no better or perhaps worse than before. During the pandemic, many businesses were surprised to discover that gross and possibly even net profit did not drop at the same rate as shutdown revenue dropped. How about that? I know companies who found that to be true. Remember Blasingame's growth razor. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. Here's fallacy number two. Profitability improves when every customer is yours. Being the market leader is overrated, and for a small business, it may well be a fool's errand. Peter cites research showing only 29% of market leaders were also profit leaders. You are not Walmart or Amazon, thank God. Not only are you not going to sell every customer as a small business, you don't want every customer. What you want is more customers that will let you make a profit. Fallacy number four, if you grow, customers will benefit. Peter says focusing on growth is focusing on yourself, and that self-referential distraction just diverts attention away from focusing on the customer. One of the classic examples of companies self-involved focus on growth is when it uses the term fastest growing in marketing materials, as if that were code for adding value. What makes you think customers will prefer the size that you are? They don't, or that they want you to be bigger. What makes you think that? Have you asked them? Don't get me wrong. I'm the last person to say growth is bad, or that you should be happy with the current size of your company. Indeed, your business may not have growth DNA, but imagining and seeking growth is as much the core of an entrepreneur as the DNA in the seed of a giant redwood. But I do encourage you to think about why and how you should grow. Here are six planet reality growth truths, each followed by a slap-in-the-face question to ask yourself. First, the marketplace is pretty full already. And the question is there real opportunity for us to grow? The next statement is, growth is not self-funding. Did you know that? Growth is not self-funding. And the question is, how will I capitalize the growth I'm planning? Next, sometimes small business growth exists under the alias deferred gratification. How long can we go without ROI before we get the ROI from our investment? Next is, growth takes a company into unfamiliar operating territory. And the question is, do you have the staff and systems to blaze that trail without creating a casualty list? Another statement, being a small business owner should be a source of happiness. But you got to ask yourself, will being bigger make me happy? Please ask yourself that question. The next truth is, every business has corporate values, some good, some not so much. If our values are good, can we scale them? If they aren't, why would we scale bad values? You have to check your values, my friends. And finally, as you seek answers to these growth questions, let remind you of the instructions that you've heard me say many times on this show. This is Polonius giving life advice to his son Laertes in Shakespeare's Hamlet. And here's the quote. When you ask yourself, say these truths, and you ask those questions, this above all, to thine own self, be true. Who knew the bard understood growth, business growth? Your small business, my friends, entrepreneurs, incrementum, indeterminus, doesn't have growth DNA. Just because you can grow doesn't mean that you should. Water your business carefully. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages. Another segment of My Thoughts. Stay with us. Fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse. I guess you know the
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.